new, or you've maybe just been here a few times and you've never been a part of this, quite regularly we do what's called a God at Work interview. And the reason for this is because the most important missionaries in this congregation are you. That we want to, weekly, we gather together in order to be sent out and do the work that God calls us to do. And so it's a chance to get to know, well, where is God at work in your work, your Monday through Saturday, in what you're doing, and how are you experiencing God in that? Because the purpose of the church actually isn't to keep you in here 7 days a week. The purpose of the church is to equip you and help you connect with God and send you out to do the work that he's called you to do. So we feature these in different works around the community. So this is Melanie, and our church is a wide community of we have people who live here temporarily throughout the year, who live in Arizona and other parts, and then we also have people that just drive their RV across the country for years and occasionally stop by the church for a month or 6 weeks. And live here. And so that's you. They've been parked behind the church here. And but they've been here a couple times, and so we consider them a part of our community. And hope that we've been a blessing to you. But why don't you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what brings you to our church?
Okay. Am I on? Can you guys hear me? I think I pushed. Oh, there we go. Yep. All right. I'm Melanie Lambden. My husband and my family and my sister's here this weekend. Yeah, we are from Powell River, across the water, across the ferry there. We live in our RV. We've been traveling for about a year, just over a year. Mark and I have been married for 14 years. He was my youth group crush, so we've known each other much longer than that. But we got married after that, and we have three awesome kids. And I can see my nieces staring up here at me. Yeah, so previously to living in the RV, we were pastoring in Powell River for about 8 years. My husband ran the youth group in town, and I ran it with him, kind of, also being mom to kids and you know, doing the girl Bible studies and stuff. Also, today, what we're kind of talking, the what I do, I'm a doula, so I was doing that as well, and I don't know. Maybe half the people know what a doula is here. I don't know. Yeah, we'll get into that in a bit. So we're from Powell River. We live on the road. I have three kids. We homeschool. Yeah.
Why don't you tell us, how did you come to know Jesus?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home. My mom has taken me to Sunday school as long as I can remember. I went through the Wee College. I knew the books of the Bible, singing that whole song. I think I was four, right? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. And it's just been with me ever since. So Jesus has been my hope and my song my whole life. And it's, yeah, that's what it is, my whole life.
So God has called you into this work of being a doula. You do other things too. You're a mom, you homeschool and other things. But tell us specifically about this work as a doula, and where do you experience God in this work? And just tell us about how you feel you connect with God's heart in your work as a doula. And maybe tell us what it is, in case people don't know.
I will. So a doula, as compared to a midwife, I work in the birth world. So a midwife is like a baby doctor. They go to school specifically for that, for birth and delivery and taking care of mom and taking care of baby. A doula, on the other hand, is I support mom spiritually, emotionally, physically. I educate mom on the whole experience of birth and make it hopefully a less fearful experience. Because I'm seeing a lot of ladies in the room, and if you've had a baby, you remember the smell of the hospital room. You remember if you were treated kindly, right? It's a really life-impacting experience. And I just believe that God has called me to be in the hospital rooms and care for moms at their most vulnerable place, right? So that's the doula. I'm there. I've taken training. I'm certified. So in that, you do. It's like a weekend workshop, and you're overloaded with all of the things surrounding birth. And then the certification process is a ton of births and essays and reading and just experience, right? And so that's what a doula is. What else was I supposed to talk about?
And then, so tell us about you specifically, sort of frame your work as a Christian doula, or maybe you wouldn't use that exact phrase, but you do bring in Christ into the birth experience.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about how that works, how you interact with God in your work.
Yeah. So it's actually really cool and a really powerful position I feel I'm blessed to be in. Like, my first birth experience, it was super fearful and scary, right? Because it's pain, for one, and it's you yourself doing it. And so I just, God downloaded, this whole kind of scenario in my mind. And he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, right? And so I just try and bring that into the space. And fear is a lot of the unknown. And so my part, my role as a doula, is to make everything known. Say it exactly how it is and let you be at peace with that. Because Jesus can meet you right where you're at, right? And I know, sometimes I've gone to births and the couple has not been a Christian or anything, right? And that's my heart. But God has still totally brought peace to that room, right? As I'm praying through contractions and it feels like it's going to explode, literally the room, mom is screaming and Jesus just brings his peace in, and it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful and powerful. And I can just tell the couple, you know what? I've been praying. I've been praying this whole labor for you that you can do it well, right? And, yeah. So.
Well, I can, confession here, I can say from experience, because Mel happened to be our doula at this last birth, sort of by chance, right? They just happened to be here in one of their stops at the church. That's right. The Lord planned that out. And so we were like, oh, perfect. Wonderful. And she was just incredible the way she brought God's presence into the room, was praying, was singing worshipful songs over Hannah and us as we went and picking the right sort of mood and atmosphere. So she did a wonderful job. So well, as we send you guys out, we hope this won't be your last RV stop at the church. We'll go for okay, yeah. But why don't you tell us how we can then pray for you, specifically in your work as a doula, but your family as well?
Yeah. Well, we're actually leaving this afternoon. We're pulling the RV out. We'll be on the road here. It's different finding doula work as you travel. I mean, we know Hannah and Joseph, so it worked out beautifully. I might meet others on the road, we have some connections along the way, but I don't necessarily see myself doula-ing much in the next little while. But yeah, just to live well on the road with our family, and yeah, I don't know.
Well, let's pray for Melanie and the work. And this just represents the far reach, of the church, that people come in for a season and then we send them out and all those things. So let's just bless her and her family. If you're comfortable, just extend your hand out to her, and let's bless Melanie and her family as she goes. Well, Lord, we thank you that you call us all to unique kinds of work. And Lord, we thank you that you don't just raise up people to work in the church, but you raise up people to be out in the marketplace, in the community, Lord, in schools and hospitals and homes and everywhere that you send us. And we thank you for this traveling work of Melanie and the Lambden family, and we pray that you would bless them. We specifically pray, Lord, that people would be more aware of where the presence of Jesus fits in with the birth experience, Lord, for how we can encounter you deeper through that experience, and Lord, how you can bring peace where there might be fear. And Lord, even for non-believers, where situations that she's invited into, Lord, we pray that there would be supernatural moments of people realizing that there's something different because Melanie is here as a bearer of the presence of Christ, Lord. So we send them out with blessing and favor and protection over them and their three wonderful kids and Mark. And I pray that they would be blessed by their time here and just by physically being in this space. In Jesus' name.